Thank you for joining us today. I want to personally invite you to join us live online every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. All you need to do is go to ChristNation.tv. That's ChristNation.tv and select the Watch Live tab. So I wanted to talk with you shortly about trusting God. And especially when we have had experiences of loss, how do we trust God in, during, and after that experience of loss? In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not to your own understanding." It shows us that it's very possible to choose to rather lean towards our own understanding rather than trusting God. It means that we could oftentimes use our thinking, our opinions, as weapons against the trust that our heart has in the Word of God and the promises of God. So let's talk about moving past our experiences of loss. Every one of us have experienced this emotional, experience of loss. And it's almost like a roller coaster, up and down, up and down. And we go through this major experience, but we end up at the same place, the place we started off at. You see, to jump on that emotional roller coaster is not the answer. It doesn't take you anywhere. Many people get struck right at the place of loss, and that's where the enemy attacks them, and then they never move on to what God has called them to do. They get crippled right there at the experience of loss, and they struggle to trust God from then on. They simply can't get past that experience. So they seem to not get past the loss of a relationship, maybe the loss of an opportunity, or the loss of finances, the loss of their health, or the loss of a loved one. And this leaves them with questions as in, what in the world is going on in my life? Or what just happened to me? And why did this happen to me? And that's a big question. Why did God allow this to happen to me? Too many people just give up thinking, well, it just wasn't meant to be. Or my marriage isn't going to last. We're having too many problems anyway. And people give up at this place because they can't trust God beyond it. They say things like, I'll never get ahead. The economy is too bad. Or I'll never get well. The doctor's reports simply aren't looking good. And so they can't trust God beyond that place of loss, that place of that moment of crisis. Now, if you're going to experience God's best, then you're going to have to grow in this area of trusting God. You have to develop a warrior's mentality. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, it says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." Let me read that to you again. It says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you." Why? Because he trusts in you. No matter how long it's taking, you have to have the attitude that says, I have to stand in faith my whole lifetime. I will not give up on what God has already promised me in his word. Now, oftentimes I've learned that it's best for us to make our decision now as to how we will respond then. You have to make your decision now as to what you're going to decide then. For instance, let me ask you the question. What would you do when you receive a lot of money? What would you do if the day comes when you have another opportunity? What are you going to do then? Don't try and decide what you're going to do when you get there. No, decide now what you're going to do when you get there. When you have this holy determination, when you have your mind made up that you are going to outlast whatever comes against you, then no person, no obstacle, no sickness, no setback, no betrayal, or all of the forces of darkness can keep you from your God-given destiny, because you have to decide now what you're going to do then. Think about the rich young ruler. Had he only made a decision before speaking to Christ, what his answer was going to be? he should have told himself, all right, I'm about to speak to the Messiah, and whatever comes out of his mouth, I will say yes to. He should have made his decision before he got there. You see, God did not create us to give up when things get hard. He didn't create us to get discouraged when we face obstacles. When God breathed his very own life into you, he breathed perseverance, determination, strength, courage, endurance, all of the above. He breathed it into you. You see, you have staying power because you are like your Heavenly Father. You have been anointed to make it through difficult times. That means you can outlast every attack that comes against you in your way. Every attack that comes against you, God has created you to outlast that. So don't ever forget that God will always provide for you. He will always provide you with everything you may need in order to fulfill what he has called you to do. God made you strong enough for this day. God offers you enough wisdom to get through what you need to go through. This is what's so motivating and so inspiring about who our Father is. You see, you may ask, well, why has this happened to me? Why did I get laid off? Why did I lose my job? You know, why does my family have to go through this? Why did I get this illness? Why was I raised in an abusive situation? Friend, I don't know why, but I know this. Nothing that has happened to you can keep you from entering what God has planned for you. God's plans for your life doesn't come to pass because of a set of perfect circumstances. No, God's plans for your life takes place because God is good and God is greater than your circumstances. In other words, you aren't going to enter God's promises for your life because somebody else decided to open a door for you. No. You will enter God's plan for your life because you have chosen to believe God. And he's greater than the circumstances. He's greater than your enemies. He's greater than the pitfalls. He's greater than your struggle. He's greater than the loss that you're experiencing. You might have had an unfair past, but you do not have to have this unfair future. Why? Because God is involved in your life. You may have experienced a disappointing and abusive childhood, but that doesn't have to be your future. Because God is the one who now determines your future. He is the determining factor in your life. I have learned that the best of Christians still struggle with this question, as in, God, if you are good, then why did you allow this horrible thing to happen to me? God, if you are good, then why am I so lonely? God, if you are good, then why did you allow her to leave me? Why? We always ask these questions. Friends, the truth is that God is bigger than my question. I'm going to trust God enough to not have to know why. This is what trust is all about. I'm going to trust him enough not to have to demand answers from him. Let me say that again. I'm going to trust God enough to not have to demand answers from him. You see, this is something that I have a three-year-old daughter, and this is something that is so evident in a childish mindset, is that when I tell her not to climb on that couch for her to demand reasons from me, well, why shouldn't I? You see, that's a juvenile, childlike mindset. But I'm going to trust him enough not to demand answers from him. Let's choose to rather take a hold of the attitude that says, God, I trust you enough to live by your promises, not your explanations. Let's put God where he belongs, on the throne of our lives, behind the steering wheel of our lives. You see, if you have lost a loved one, if you have lost your spouse, if you have a terminal illness, if you have lost your business, your home, whatever the situation is, I beg you, don't try to always figure everything out, but rather trust God. This is what trust is all about. See, I cannot undo what happened to me, but I can change what it is doing inside of me. In Psalm 91, verse 2, it says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. I have learned that trust does not offer you the answers to your questions. Trust is a place you go to when you cannot find the answers to your questions. So today I'm praying for you that whatever situation you're in, whatever loss you are facing, that this will not be a determining factor in your life, but your trust in Him becomes the determining factor in your life. Make sure to join us next time as we continue on the subject of trust.
Thank you for joining us today for a message from Pastor Jacques Jacobs with Christ Nation Church in Schaumburg, Illinois. Christ Nation is a friendly, life-giving church dedicated to serving the Lord by serving His people in the surrounding area and beyond, believers and unbelievers alike. Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. or watch online by going to ChristNation.tv and selecting the Watch Live tab. For more information about Christ Nation Church or to download the podcast of all Pastor Jacques' sermons, visit ChristNation.tv. That's ChristNation.tv. This program is made possible by our radio church partners.
Christ Nation Radio Church is listener supported. If you have been blessed by this program and would like to invest in our mission here at Christ Nation Radio, then please consider becoming a monthly partner or make a one-time donation by going to our website at ChristNation.tv and then select the giving button. That is ChristNation.tv. With your support, we hope to continue and expand our mission of reaching hearts with the hope of God's Word. Just go to ChristNation.tv.